Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. When Tom Brady hits the field at Gillette Stadium this afternoon, all eyes will be on his throwing hand. The Patriots quarterback apparently cut it during a practice last week. Brady is expected to play in the AFC Championship game against the Jaguars. The winner moves on to the Super Bowl. To get the Jacksonville perspective on today's game, we turn to Gene Frenette, a sports columnist for the Florida Times Union. Gene, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon. Glad to be with you.
Jacksonville's success this season has really been based on defense, in particular the pass rush. How vulnerable are the Patriots?
It all depends on how that offensive line is going to perform today. The Jaguars present a huge challenge in this respect. We all know that Tom Brady likes to get the ball out quickly, and he's very good at that. The Jaguars have the type of pass rush where Tom might have to get that ball out a half second sooner than he really wants to, or even a full second sooner. Getting an extra half second or a second can be the difference between a successful play and a disaster.
Former New York Giants head coach and noted Patriots killer Tom Coughlin is the executive VP of football operations for the Jaguars. Now, I mean, he's not a coach, but what does that portend for this afternoon? He coached the Giants to a pair of Super Bowl victories over the Pats.
Tom's imprint on this organization is as big as it gets for anybody. He brought into this franchise for a second time a mindset and a tone in the building that has been instrumental in the Jaguars going from a 3-13 team to a team that's now one win away from a Super Bowl. And I don't want to take credit away from Doug Marrone, the head coach. If you're going to pick one coach out there who's as close to Tom Coughlin as anybody in terms of their approach and everything like that, it would be Doug.
Jacksonville quarterback Blake Bortles had been something of a punchline over the last few years, but that joke is kind of stale now. I mean, he played well against the Steelers. His team is in the NFL's Final Four. What are people feeling about Blake Bortles now? And also, what does he need to do to keep his team in contention today against New England?
Actually, he's been more of a punchline this year maybe than any other year. For some strange reason, opposing NFL players have used some disparaging remarks about him. And the thing is, most of these remarks have come after he beat that team. You talk about somebody that's built up thick skin and handles criticism. He does it about as well as anybody. He just says, hey, if that's what people are saying, you know, I can't control that. You know, I'm just going to control what I can do on a daily basis to, you know, to help the Jaguars win. There's no question that the number one thing the Jaguars have to do to beat the Patriots is to stay away from turnovers. Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are 16-0 when they win the turnover battle. The Jaguars, they have yet to have a turnover in their first two playoff games, but they weren't playing against Bill Belichick. If they have multiple turnovers against Belichick and the Patriots, I don't see a path to them winning the game. But do keep in mind now, the Jaguars defense has scored 8 defensive touchdowns this year. So a turnover is just as likely to happen on the other side of the ball with the Patriots as it is with the Jaguars. So that's something to bear in mind.
Well, taking that into account, prediction time, what's the final in Foxborough?
I think the game comes down to the final 5 minutes. It's going to be a matter of somebody making a big play or somebody having a turnover. And I've got the Patriots winning 20-17.
Whew. So a nail biter.
I do think that the Jaguars defense is going to keep them in the game and give them a chance to win the game in the fourth quarter. I just happen to like Brady a little bit more, maybe because, oh, I don't know, he's 16-5 in one score games in the playoffs. And Blake Bortles has yet to show that when the game is on the line and his team is trailing, that he can go drive down the field and get the game winning points.
Well, here's to a great game. Gene, thank you.
Take care, Sharon. Good to talk with you.
That is Gene Frenette, a sports columnist for the Florida Times Union.